touch a harp, I said, and it just makes noise. But play it, and it makes music. Sweet Christ! He looked at me with a worried expression. You're as bad as Alfred. You think too much. He was right. Alfred was obsessed by order, obsessed by the task of marshalling life's chaos into something that could be controlled. He would do it by the church and by the law, which are much the same thing. But I wanted to see a pattern in the strands of life. In the end, I found one. And it had nothing to do with any God, but with people. With the people we love. My harpist is right to smile when he chants that I am Uhtred the Gift-Giver, or Uhtred the Avenger, or Uhtred the Widow-Maker. For he is old, and he has learned what I have learned. That I am really Uhtred the Lonely. We are all lonely, and all seek a hand to hold in the darkness. It is not the harp, but the hand that plays it.
It will give you a headache, Leofric said. Thinking too much.
Aisling, I said to him. Mildred was well. She was safe. She had not been raped. She wept when she saw me, and I took her in my arms and wondered that I was so fond of her. And she said she had thought I was dead and told me she had prayed to her God to spare me. And she took me to the room where our son was in his swaddling clothes. And for the first time, I looked at Uhtred, son of Uhtred. And I prayed that one day he would be the lawful and sole owner of lands that are carefully marked by stones and by dikes, by oaks and by ash, by marsh and by sea. I am still the owner of those lands that were purchased with our family's blood, and I will take those lands back from the man who stole them from me, and I will give them to my sons, for I am Uhtred, Earl Uhtred, Uhtred of Bebbanburg, and destiny is everything.